tonight, so get ready for that.
All right. Yeah!
Can I ask you a best question? How many of you are stoned? Okay, that was dope.
Well, freaking share then, guys.
No, that way. I'm Alex now. I'm the manager here. Thank y'all seriously for coming to the Wildy Theater. I've been here for about 2.5 years, and you know, it's the people who come here who make it all worthwhile for myself and volunteers and just the whole staff. So we thank you for being here. Before a great night of music starts, I want to mention a couple of other great acts got coming in. I also want to remind you, if you haven't done it yet, please sign up for our emails. Like once a week, we send an email out about new shows and stuff like that, and you'll be the first one to find out. Shows coming up this coming Saturday. We are pleased to have Carl Palmer. And there are some tickets remaining. They're going fast, so definitely if you're thinking going, get them real fast. November 4th and 5th, we got Head East, who actually is sold out. And the people who are on the email list, that way you need to be on the email list, because those people got our tickets and people are still trying to buy them, and so sorry. Also, same thing, November 11th, Astor Gary Wright together on the stage. Again, same scenario, sold out. November 25th, we had Journeyman. It's a tribute to Eric Clapton. This guy's amazing. It's a full band. If you like Eric Clapton, this is a great show to see. It also could be, if you don't remember, on November 25th was the anniversary of the band's last waltz. Eric Clapton sat in for those songs, and so they're also going to play all the songs that Clapton did during the last waltz. So that's kind of cool. What's coming by? December 9th is Mr. Mojo Rising, a tribute to Doors, the 50-year anniversary. The guys, again, out of Kansas City, they totally recreate Doors concerts, so worth checking out. December 15th, Erin Bodhi, local lady. And then coming up in 2017, they're awesome. Trust me, I buy the talent for the place. There are so many great surprises that we're going to be announcing. Another reason to sign up for the website. Again, thank y'all for coming. It can be an amazing night. And just in a few minutes, y'all in for a treat with Brand X. Thank you.
Thank you. we have played together, me, Percy, and John Rizzo. If there's some noise. Two very special words to each other.
Why not?
You know, and we put this whole crew together, and Norman Bedford has been very helpful with this as well. Scott Weinberg gave a great intro. What do you think?
Yeah.
So two albums are available in the at the merch table out there somewhere that contain the songs that we some of the material that we're doing tonight. So without further ado, I think it's time to get ugly.
Thank you.
Thank you. dubbing with this music, you know, it's like we went back to the first stuff because we never really fully explored it before, you know, and because this really is taking on some importance, and we're glad to bring it to you tonight, Brand X. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jones. President Jones. Chris Clark. Scott Weinberger.
Thank you.
for having us again tonight, and it's great to be back. No matter what happened last time, it's bygones be bygones. Let's forget about all that. So,
ladies and gentlemen, who are we speaking with now? We are speaking with the commander of Frog Fusion Guitar. Frog Fusion. Commanding officer. Frog Fusion Guitar. What is it?
Well, we had a frog, and he got confused a lot. I was wondering why.
I thought that's what it was.
Okay.
The commanding officer.
I started confusing frogs just for something to do in my spare time.
For a shooting frog fusion.
But meanwhile,
this is John Cazale, you guys.
It's nice to meet you. With us, keyboard artist Chris Carr. There was an iron on the drum. Oh no! Wait, hang on a minute! Wrong order. I got the wrong order.
My name is Kenwood Spokes.
Because we're going to do hate song. We're going to do hate song. So it's, we're thrilled to have with us also filling the chair filled by Perk. Got Gaspar Lawal and sometimes Bill Bruford, but Scott Weinberger on percussion. One of my best friends on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, and the most interesting bass player in the world, Percy Jones. We had this drummer once, right, and he kind of went on to become like a singer, right? And anyway, he's now quite a big hit in the disco scene, so we couldn't get him, that was in the 70s, in the 80s, we had to get a real drummer on the job, so then we did an Ireland one.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, y'all. Good night.
yet, so I think we've got time for one more.